I don't know. I was kind of like, that's a questionable pitch there at the beginning.
Almost paradise.
Yeah, I sound better. Sorry.
No, I was just singing the right key. That's no, the difference.
Fine. No, I wanted to take it up so people could hear it better.
But maybe you should. Are you drinking?
Yes, I'm at a podcast conference. I'm having a vodka. Yo, I'm in Nashville at you Podcast Movement. Come say hi.
The last times we've been doing a podcast, you've been drinking, and I've been sitting here sober playing with myself.
Well, the roles have switched.
I know.
The roles
anyway,
have
y'all,
switched.
This is Reality Gaze. This is Love in Paradise.
Season 1, Episode 3, Meet the Family.
Meet the Family.
I say sad because I just...
No, all these are dark hallways. All of these are long, dark hallways.
I mean, maybe Mark and Kay, but I kind of think... I called it. I didn't want to call, but it's just like Aunt Peggy when she got together her high school sweetheart.
People that's are the in last love, time you're allowed to tell that story.
But people are in love with the fantasy and not the reality.
There,
Mark
I think,
is hot, though. He looks good with his shirt off.
His
face looks weird.
I know they're not going to make it. Part of me knows it, but I have to root for love.
Oh, love God. Love. Oh, God. Lord, help me.
One of the biggest issues here is there's been very little thought that went into all of these relationships. Unlike, I feel like,
Amber put a lot of thought in her relationship. Daniel didn't really put any.
I feel like I need justice for Daniel because Amber is a controlling monster.
She's pretty controlling.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, do whatever you need to.
I think this show reminds me a lot of, I haven't traveled as much as you. I mean, your asshole's a small world of dicks.
It's got those stamps on it, like old suitcases.
Boom, boom. But it's
Timbuktu.
Timbuktu. But I think it's a part of American culture that you figure everything out and you get your shit together and you go, 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 and everything's planned and everything's scheduled. Other people don't live that way in the world.
No. What happened to Ariana, though?
Yeah.
That might be the saddest one.
That's the saddest one. That is for sure the saddest one. And I actually think, in a way, I think Sherlon is almost the most realistic person on the show.
I wrote the same thing down.
Yeah.
He's the most realistic.
Let's just
realistic.
Talk about them. Let's just jump to them
let's,
first.
Let's
since
jump
we're talking
to it.
About.
Yeah.
Ariana and Sherlon. Where are they? Where are my notes?
It's the second one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, y'all.
I'm so happy to be here with you, poods. Sorry,
I'm happy
y'all.
To be here, too. This is
I'm
this
out
is
of
our,
Oklahoma.
This is our third show today, so I wish I was more happier.
But I am. Every time I'm like, oh, I don't want to start this podcast. And then once we get into it and I make fun of your asshole, I feel better. Anyway.
You know, many men have... It's like your high school yearbook. Many men have their signatures written upon
it. That's true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them have fucked you and said, have a good life.
Keep in touch.
Keep in touch.
Don't ever change.
Well, y'all come at us in the comments. What inane shit did y'all write in your yearbooks?
KIT. No, my favorite is LYAAB. Love ya like LYLAB. Love ya like a brother or love ya like a sister.
That's too complicated. I don't even remember what people wrote.
I don't know. A lot of don't ever change.
I got don't ever change. And, you know, now that I look back on it, I should have written a lot of people's yearbook. I hope you change.
I should have written on mine, I hope I never see you again because I'm getting out of this shithole.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye. So, y'all, Sherlon and Ariana, I mean, y'all, he's looking
rubbing
at her
feet.
Yes.
And he's like, her feet are super big.
And he said, I feel bad that I wasn't there. You know, it's been 6 months of her pregnancy and I haven't been here to hear about it, but actually seeing her, you know, I feel bad. I can't do there. So he's like offering to put suntan show on her shoulder or SPF. And she's like, don't do it sexually.
Don't do it sexually because my parents are right. My mom is right there.
He's like, what do you think? What am I going to do?
Bitch, I work at a swingers resort. I know what sexually is.
Like, I'm good. And he says, that's public stuff, not private. I don't do the private stuff.
So, y'all, Karen, the mom, who...
Oh,
she's
Karen.
Not really being a Karen here.
No, she's not at all.
She's trying her best. And because she could have been, if she wanted to, she could have been a lot more Karen-y.
She is the second person on the show looking at this the most realistically.
Yes. And I think she knows that her daughter really has no forethought at all when she's going down here.
Mm-mm. She knows Ariana doesn't have a fucking clue.
And I think the problem that Ariana keeps saying is he doesn't want to talk about anything difficult, doesn't talk about hard conversations. He's lived in Jamaica his whole life. How many hard conversations do you have on a tourism boat?
Again, yes. Again, it's that that comes up with Mark and Kay later. I think it's just, this is not, and I think with Daniel, this is just not,
right.
This is not the island life. It's why I don't want to live in an island because I like things to do. I one of my good friends actually grew up in Hawaii and then went back and lived in Hawaii. And a couple of attorneys at my day job lived in Hawaii for a bit. And they all came back because
there's something to do after you're there a couple years.
It's a very special person that can live there all the time. He said, there's just, you've literally done everything several times and you're just wanting something new. I'm not dogging it. Some people can do that, but yeah. Martine's not going to be able to live on an island, y'all. I'm telling you that right now.
Boy, that's a piece of work.
Boy, he's a piece of work.
We're going to get to her. Ooh. So Karen is talking to him, and she says, what's your plan at this point? And asking Sherlyn what his plan is for her daughter is like asking a hermit crab, do you like bouillabaisse? He can't even like...
Can he
plan? Like what? I don't
Ariel,
know.
Ariel, we don't
know
need
what
the bouillabaisse, Ariel.
Exactly.
That was my Sebastian the crab.
It's almost kind of not his nature.
It's not his life. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like look at these people in the life that and I think mom is kind of looking at this more like. You know, do you want to be in the baby's life? Do you want to be a parent? She's not really looking at this like, are y'all going to get married and have a Disney princess life like the way Ariana
like
is?
Ariana does, yeah.
She even says, she's like, what have you thought? And Sherlyn says, well, you know, I would have to get a visitor visa, but the embassy's closed.
To come to see the birth, yeah.
And I want to see the birth, but, you know,
I'll watch it live streamed.
and she's like, well,
with
that's
a Bahama
not the
mama in my hand.
Yeah. And she said, well, that's not the same. And he's, again, island life, better than nothing. Better than nothing.
I loved all his reactions.
Because
they're hard to argue with.
They are.
Yeah. So he says, she's like, are you looking at the K-1 visa? And he's like, really? We haven't really talked about any of that. And he's like, her hormones are pretty much going nuts right now.
So she's like, hormones
like,
are not.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I live with the Sherlyn. She's baddie.
She's a raging bee all the time.
and he says, she's like, I just need to know. Well, Sherlyn says, I love her. He said, but I need to be realistic. Y'all, remember, they were together for
17 days.
17 days.
If it y'all, wasn't would, so sad, I would bust out laughing again.
I went to summer camp longer than 17 days.
When you were like six. Yeah.
Yes.
Then he basically, he says, you know, we've thought about the K-1 visa, but I just think that's too soon to really get to know someone. And I'm like, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for saying that.
It is.
Because as we all know, as we've preached over and over again, the 90-day K-1 visa is not to get to know someone in 90 days. You have already assumed you want to marry them. That's what it's for.
That is what it's for. And I, you know, they probably would never say something because it's going to be on television, but maybe if he really wanted to get to America, like they would just get married just because and not, and just be kind of like, you're going to do your thing, I'm going to do mine. But again,
it's like this, Michael and Angela,
but then get
a spousal visa.
Yeah. But I don't think he wants that. I don't think he wants to live in the U.S. I don't think.
No, he's like, he is marking time. He is treading water right now until he can get the parents safely out of Jamaica, moms and sisters safely out of Jamaica. And then he can finesse some way he can see his baby without going to back to America with her.
Were Biniam and Ariella bang trip?
Yes.
So, and they're actually like made it work, but it's,
it well, makes... not, you've seen season, you've seen the trailer for season two.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. What would you, if you,
if I could get pregnant?
No, I was actually going to say, if you got someone pregnant, you know, I'm pretty, I would take being a father pretty important. And I think you would too. But I don't know if I would, if my life,
I wouldn't
my
get
work,
married.
I wouldn't get married. And I don't even, maybe I would eventually move over, but I wouldn't want to get married. I think I would want to just try to give money, support the kid, go see the kid.
Here's the point. He's not going to be able to contribute a ton financially where they are.
Exactly.
And so my thing
is... But I want to say, if he moves to the U.S.
That's very different.
It's going to be even worse, though, because he'll have to start a whole new life.
Exactly.
He'll have to learn a trade because he's works in tourism. So
right.
Where does she live again?
Somewhere in the Midwest. I think so, Ohio. Of course...
Of course.
Sorry, Ohio apology tour.
Ohio apology tour. It's y'all laugh. We are going to do it. Get ready.
2035.
But it's
when Ohio has seceded from the U.S.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
it's just pissed at us. Mm-hmm. But it's I don't think they're taking into consideration the hoops he would have to jump through just to have a life. And he probably would make less money when he first got to the U.S. than over there.
I think, I don't think that none of that is the question for me. It is that he's by giving no indications he wants to change his circumstances.
No.
He has given her no indications that he wants to marry her. He has given her no indications that he wants to be with her rest of his life.
And I guess that's what I'm paused on.
Zero.
I'm thinking my automatic reaction wouldn't be, oh, well, we're pregnant, so we're going to get married now and live happily ever after.
But that was hers.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I realized. Oh, that was just her jump.
Mm-hmm.
That's where she went to.
Yep.
And that's totally wrong.
Oh, y'all, we should really give out birth control and condoms on the borders.
Oh, yes. You get on the plane. Have fun in Jamaica.
Yeah, you really should. I'm sure people wouldn't use them regardless, but damn.
And y'all, it was easy for her to get pregnant because we've seen that sneaky snake.
God. They were just probably at dinner and she got pregnant.
Probably, yeah. He wasn't even actually touching her.
Halfway through the dessert course.
Yeah, and he got excited about a creme brulee. Whoops, she got pregnant.
He probably went down to pick up his napkin.
There you go. Y'all, it's a sneaky, sneaky
snake. And it fell
in. Good Lord.
It is a long dong silver, y'all. Holy Lord.
Holy. So mom's like, well, I just need to know your plans for the future. And he's like, she's like, I need to see action. He's like, well, and she said, I'm not one that really lets things lie, Sherlon. And he's like, this is Jamaica, Miss Karen. And in Jamaica, we say, no problem, man.
Yeah, he's charming as fuck, though, man. He just gets it. You understand how he and people like DeVar, who both that worked in tourism, that works real well.
But, you know, I think that's they're putting on air for tourists, but also think that's kind of the ideology.
It might be.
So they're just so.
It's
not going to go good.
I haven't known a ton of people from Jamaica.
I knew two women.
A lot. Ooh. But they were very laid back.
Oh man. I just went to a place.
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad I was trying to say something and you were just going, oh.
You know when you're like, you get up out of the bed and your legs are so wobbly and weak?
Oh, like I call it baby giraffe syndrome.
Yes.
I'm like,
yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It looks like, what is that character? I look like Grandpa McCoy from The Real McCoys. I'm going to come over there and get you.
Wow. Well, what were you talking about? I interrupted.
No, you completely took any import away from what I had to say. So let's just move on.
Mom and Ariana.
Mom is talking about, she's talking to Ariana. And she's like, seems like you're really worried about Sherlyn's feelings.
I feel like he fits in though, Mom.
Yeah. Because you've known him for 2 days.
You've
been there for 2 days.
Yeah, she says, but she's like, but when is it going to be about you?
Yeah.
Well,
she's young. She seems younger than she is, actually.
I don't know if it is about her. I don't know. Maybe she is thinking about his feelings, but basically Ariana says, well, every time we try to have a hard conversation, he doesn't want to have it. And we see kind of in the trailer for next week, he does not like talking about difficult things. So
I think that is a great way to avoid never really having any responsibility in life.
Yeah.
And he's maybe gotten really good at it.
If you're good looking and charming and you live on an island.
Yeah.
You can probably
think about it. You never really do have to grow up. You can run your family's boat tours. You can work at your swingers resort. You don't have to follow anyone's rules but yours. Sounds pretty good to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when something does come your way and threatens you with growing up, you're looking at it realistically, but because you're never thinking, my life's not going to change. I will become a father and I will love my child, but my life's going to be the same.
Yeah.
Because he can compartmentalize, because that is example of male privilege to be able to do that.
Yeah, because he comes from a culture where
the women are probably going to take care of the kids.
Expected to change their lives, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Mom and Ariana, they're like, let's find an immigration lawyer. That'll go well.
I don't know why this wasn't done back in the U.S. I can just imagine the Jamaican immigration lawyer. Oh, it's fine.
It's fine. It's no problem.
No problem, man.
Let's talk about Steven and Martine.
Oh, right.
God, he is hot.
He really is. He's the hottest guy on the show by far.
Did you see when he got out of bed, he was wearing shorts. You could just see his dong and his pack. It is huge. It is, ooh.
Okay, you need
penis deep, ass so wide, yeah.
You need to go sit on a fire hydrant. Something needs to get done.
I've been gone from LA, and next week I'm going to see my boyfriend, and I'm just going to put a do not disturb sign on the front of our apartment for about 3 days.
Wow.
You're going to say, Maddie, where are you? Why aren't you here doing the show? And I'm just going to respond, getting nailed.
Jesus.
You can't.
Are you gonna quarantine? Is he just okay with him getting sick?
Well, we've talked about it. Like for him, he's like, I said I can quarantine or not. He said, it's fine. You just come here and we'll do it. And we'll I'm vaccinated and we'll do it out together.
All right.
I'm trying to be really careful. And Podcast Move is doing a really good job. I'm wearing my mask everywhere. I'm here for work, y'all.
Well, he's not having to go that many places, right? So he's not going to.
No, he's not. Good. And so I'm trying to. I have a little red stop thing on my shirt that says, stop, get 6 feet away, bitch.
I need that regularly.
You do.
Just say, stop, don't touch me.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. All right. It's like the service dogs buttons. This says, exactly. Stop, please don't pet me. That's exactly what I need. Just a service dog vest that says, please, I'm actually doing a job right now. Don't pet me.
I'm doing a job right now. Yeah. So somebody wanted to hug me. I said, are you vaxxed? And she said, yes. And I said, okay, I am too.
If someone said, can I hug you? I'm like, are you vaxxed? They're like, yeah. I'm like, are you vaxxed for mumps? Are you vaxxed for vitamin D deficiency?
You would just say no.
I'd keep going down all the way until
all the way. So y'all, they fucked all night that Martine broke the lamp. This is a classic poodle move.
That's pretty extreme. That's some acrobatics.
Wait, so you never have broke anything in a bedroom from sex?
You know what I've done? I did break a headboard one time.
Jesus.
I pulled it off of the, you know, the headboard sits on something. Also, I feel like the problem is not me. The problem is these flimsy beds that I'm on with these people.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
There was one time, though, there was one bed that I took what part of my like nail and to like pulling on something and I like scratched into the wood. He's like, what'd you do? I'm like, your wood is shitty. It's not my fault.
Guess
I'm just filled with preternatural strength.
Yeah.
After I've been banged.
So y'all
just say sex monster.
Sex monster. So they had a good time. They're going to go see his daughter. What's her name? Sarai. So they're going to go see his daughter.
Y'all, go to a monkey sanctuary.
She's really cute. Although monkeys can get mean. You got to be careful.
I think these are somewhat tame because they're at a sanctuary.
They probably have them on drugs or something like that to keep them tame.
Stop saying that. You know, I hate hearing that.
Well, they might.
I hate that. I know sanctuaries are animal people will probably come at me. And I know when I hear sanctuary, I think zoo, just a different type of zoo, a nicer zoo. But I'm sure it's nicer.
Maybe they're like, maybe they're monkeys that were humans had them at pets and they can't be in the wild.
I think that probably was the issue. Maybe.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I'm sure animals are happy there. Part of me, I just know an animal would much be happier in the wild where there's no.
We should keep going because PETA's always listening. And if PETA just get pissed off at you, y'all, you're fucked. You are fucked.
I think they probably agree with me, though.
I always give them money. I'm like, take it.
I'm
scared of you.
Honestly, I'm just telling you what I feel. It's like those safari places in Africa. They're still fenced in.
I don't know. I don't want to go on a safari. I'm fine.
So Martine, she's basically, or Sarai, he says about her, Stephen, that she's the most important woman in my life. And she's like, I like Martine because she is cool. And
they get along and it's really sweet. And you're like, this is a really great kind of.
Until Martine basically starts using her boyfriend's child to advocate for her. This is the lowest play in the book, y'all. You can't do this shit.
Steven's like, it's annoying. I'm like, annoying? I would say,
awful.
Get the fuck out of this island. I don't want to be with you.
He's like, so Sarai, do you want us to get married?
Do you want to get married?
Want to visit me in Miami? Yeah.
And Steven like, is every day just going to be another test from fucking Martine?
Now, like I will say, that is the most prescient thing he said, and it is true. Day one, she said, are you going to give me my ring? Day two, she said, are you going to let my daughter marry me? Day three, we're going to meet the motherfucking parents.
We're going to meet with the, yeah. And And ask for day a little four, ask for day, a little sister.
Day four is a prenup, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Day seven, we divorce.
Yeah.
It's kind of, we don't need to go all through, but basically she's like, basically we find out from Martine, she's like, you know, I just planned my life that I was going to go to school, get out of school, meet
a
boyfriend.
She has a mental timeline.
Get engaged, get married, have kids, and I want to do all this before I'm 30. Y'all,
red flag. Red flag.
If you have timelines, let them go.
Let them go.
Let them go.
Because you're going to, that desperation to finish your timeline is going to end you. It's going to break you.
It's going to break you because you're going to end up getting with somebody you shouldn't be with.
That desperation is bad for you. It's going to make you, it's either going to make you settle or choose someone. Look at poor Lindsay. Look at Lindsay from Summer House. Who's Tracy? She almost got with that loser.
You live in love or you live in fear. Do not make decisions by fear.
Yeah, timelines are fear. Yeah. And I think it's okay to say, by the time I'm 30 or 35, it would be nice to do this. But if you are watching that clock run out, she basically called out an arbitrary number.
Yeah. I mean,
she could say 31 and a half. It wouldn't matter.
Wouldn't matter. So she's totally using the kid for this. And
oh,
so
that's gross.
Now, that's basically cut that they go back from the zoo, and then it's meet the parents time.
Well, no, there's a sober adventure day where they go on the cave.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Because they normally party. This is the first time they've never kind of had vacation time. And you can tell that he thinks it's going to be more of the same. They're just going to lay around and drink. And she's like, no, let's do things without it. He's already going, okay. She missed a call from her mom. She's like, so tonight we need to make a video call. He's like,
she didn't miss a call, y'all.
Oh, good. That would have been a good, that's a good
she
point.
Did, she didn't miss a call.
Do you think it's weird that even though they might have seen pictures of him, but even after 3 years, he's not even ever talked to them on the phone? And this is a person who wants to get this man to propose to her. That means she's either afraid of her parents' judgment or she's ashamed of it.
Both. I think both. I think if she didn't want to marry him, she's like, he's just a fun time guy and we're kind of serious, kind of not. Great. But the fact that, yes, she has been thinking for a while, I want to marry him, I want to settle down with him, your parents need to meet him before the trip that you want to get a ring.
I agree. I want to throw something out there, and this may be completely off base, but I thought it last episode. I think this is her throwing all this at him, and it's a game of chicken.
Oh, for sure.
I think this is her saying, well, I tried. He'll break up with me otherwise.
Yeah, and then it's not her bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is her game of marriage chicken with him.
Yeah.
And in a way, she wants him to say no. Because then it's all done, and then she can go after a guy who doesn't rock her world like he just did there with an enormous pendulous dong, some guy, she'll have had her fun, and some guy that her parents actually like and in the world that her parents would want her to marry into, then she could pursue.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, I thought that last episode, and this made it really clear to me.
Because we find, you know, so they go in the caves and they're just taking pictures, and she's like, oh, this would be a good place to get married.
They had weddings in here.
And the guy's like, oh, yeah, they have weddings. She's like, this would be great. And then she
makes
him
take. This is major Darcy energy.
She makes him take pictures. Y'all, she's totally taking engagement pictures. She's going to use these as engagement pictures for them. So they leave the caves, and then they have dinner, and she said that she looks at the video chat, and her parents are, like, fully dressed nice. And to give some background, which means her parents are ready.
They came over from Haiti. They came over from Haiti. Mm-hmm. Came from, worked their way up. They didn't have any money. They worked hard to get where they are, she says. And she says, I know that Stephen is not the kind of guy that they will approve of.
Mm-hmm.
So,
And so there's a lot of layers to that, you guys.
Gonna go good.
Yeah. In other words, why would she continue to do it if she knew that?
Yes.
Yeah. So
because
I'm telling you, she wants him to end it. She wants him. She's almost begging him to break up with her so she can almost kind of grow up and become a real person like her parents want her to.
Yeah, there's something else. I don't know if she has got a bad boy thing, if she thinks of him as a bad boy. He's not.
But weirdly, though, she freaks out every time he's talking about other women. So,
I mean, honestly, it's like, so they talk to him, and they're talking to him, and everything's going well until he says, they say, what's your job? And he says, I did a DJ and I host parties. And the mom goes,
It's that look like baby girl Lisa's wedding when people have eaten bad seafood.
Yeah.
Something's not sitting right.
Ooh. And dad is like, well, that's not really, I don't know if that's.
What do you do during the day? That's a mother poodle question.
I mean, it's a parent question. I also think it's really rude that they're asking him this the first time they're meeting him. But maybe that's just a cultural thing. Because if somebody worked in Vegas and you said, what do you do? And they said, oh, I'm an entertainer in Vegas. Like,
I don't think they would think that was serious either.
But it is in those towns. Like, his job, I think, is a serious job.
Well, he makes enough money and he's known in the – he makes enough money, obviously, to pay for that resort.
Yeah.
I think what was ruder than her parents' behavior was her just throwing him under the fucking bus.
Yep. And didn't describe his job or anything at all, what he does.
And they asked, do you meet a lot of girls? She's like, yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. So it just turns out to be – I was like, this is – fucking brutal.
It's brutal. It was brutal.
And he's like, so how long you been seeing him? And oh, I know what it is. When they ask, what's your long-term plan? And again, terrible question to ask on the
terrible
first time
question,
you meet him.
And he hasn't thought of a long-term plan because y'all remember from the first episode, he's never thought of her as long-term because she never told him she wanted this.
And he thought there was just going to be on another bang trip.
Exactly. But
instant fiance, just add water.
As he's, and maybe this is to support her. He did say earlier, no woman's ever met my child. So the fact that she's met my child does mean I think of her seriously.
Yeah, I just think. And so then, so she's so angry at him because he doesn't have an answer for what his long-term plan is with her.
Yes.
And I'm like, it's because you've never discussed it. Because
you never discussed it.
Oh, I was chewing my pen at this time with this woman.
Yeah, she's shitty.
Yeah.
Maybe the most unrealistic person on the show. Yeah. Wait a minute. Let's talk about Daniel and Amber.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
We have to say Kay and Mark for last because they do make us believe in love.
I get teary watching their scenes. Oh, and God. Y'all, I'm a fucking Merchant Ivory watching, like, romance, movie watching romantic. I love this stuff, especially if they have a shared past. I love it. What? I am a romantic.
You are. So, y'all, Daniel and Amber, the romance is gone.
Okay, so they're meeting his brother, David.
David, they're in Costa Rica, yes, again. And so, yeah, and she said, even though I'm annoyed, he told me this morning, even though I'm annoyed he didn't do his paperwork and he quit his job, he's really close with his brother. And so, you know, we're going to go. And she really wants to meet him because she wants to know if they've talked about him moving apartments, that she's moving, he's going to move over with her. And
this woman is just the living embodiment of just a sour lemon. She is absolutely awful. Oh,
yeah. And
she's a nag. Now, I understand he should have definitely done something, but she brings it up every possible time to needle him with it.
Yes. And she even says they moved here and they only had each other. So y'all, mm-hmm. this is all the family that he had for a while. And so they're sitting there, having drinks. And David even says, I am mentally not ready to lose my brother. Right. I'm not ready for him to go. And
right before that, she was talking about, because she can't speak Spanish. And she's like, too busy to learn Spanish, making money and filing for the K-1 visa. Again, just needle,
honey,
needle.
Yeah.
But yeah, you were as you were saying.
He doesn't want to move over there. Y'all, his life is going
to
be.
No, he does want to get to America. Actually, he doesn't want to go with her.
I don't think he's going to love it with her.
So anyway, they're talking, and this probably isn't the right time, but Daniel basically says, I would love to talk about bringing over my brother and my mother as well. And when he doesn't say that, because I don't have any family.
I was thinking of bringing them over because I want to have them close to me. Did you take this as immediate? I did not.
No. She immediately says, oh my God, I'm being used. I'm a mark.
I totally took this as, I think
couple probably years from
one
now.
Day he would like to, he wants to have his, to me, that shows a commitment that somebody wants to build a life in a new country with me.
Right.
They want to have their family
there.
No,
she's just super reactive. And anything that's not about her, because she even said, do you even love me? Can you worry about me and not your brother and not your mother? Can you worry about me?
Who's going to pay for this? Where are they going to live? She's like, me. Can we just think about me one time?
Who's going to do the paperwork? Who's going to do their paperwork?
And then David says in the moment, can she pay for me too? Because that would be really helpful.
Can she give me some money?
Yeah, she's been giving my brother money.
It's what I want.
If she gave me money, it sure would be helpful. When he said that, I was like, maybe they are.
And then she, in a tearful way, in her best supporting Florida residents Oscar speech, yeah. Does he even love me?
Does he even love me?
That's very Darcy. Does he love me? Did he ever never love me?
And she also reminds, she said, do you know that you're in debt to me, that you owe me?
Whoa, my God. She's just, she's just awful.
She's awful.
This woman. Yeah.
She's awful.
She had terrible vibes from the beginning. But last episode was worse. This episode, she's proven herself.
She's
going to
be
pretty wretched.
Raging Cruella De Vil looking for puppies by the end of this end of this season.
And it's all going to be about money and how much she's paid. She's got a lot of Stephanie aspects.
This is Stephanie when she's younger. This woman grows up to be a sip.
Yeah.
Sip.
I've done everything for you.
God, I hate that she was such an asshole that she'll be gone. She was enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, she just was too crazy. It was like it's like a supernova. She burned it. She burned very bright, but not for very long.
That was it.
They're trying to get her doing, I think they're trying to indict her in the state for using something, not reporting something on her taxes or something like that.
Makes sense. Y'all, let's talk about.
Because of course she would.
Love in Panama with.
Love!
With Kay and Mark.
Love.
Y'all, they had sex last night and Mark looks good laying in that bed.
He is exhausted because she did some kind of Cirque du Soleil shit on him last night.
Her body is amazing, y'all.
She's a trainer.
I know, but I mean,
she was probably choking him in between her thighs.
Oh yeah, I think even her vulva has abs.
Vulva. Her clitoris is just, or sorry, clitoris. I always say that word wrong.
I wouldn't know.
The clitoris does bicep curls.
It does. Hey, hey, Sharon, we got a dick coming in. All right, Gladys, we're more.
That's the labia he's talking to.
Yeah, okay, yeah, whatever.
We got a dick coming in. You know, that's not what the clit is supposed to do. It's supposed to be there for sensitivity.
We have proven that I know nothing about this. The amount of vulva pictures our listeners have sent me.
So,
question. did he?
Raw dog her the American way. Did he? USA bear every day.
Oh, God.
Because if you can cream it, you can dream it.
What a great message for the Olympic athletes at this time.
If you can cream you it. Can cream it. You can dream it.
No, that's the Olympic theme is da, 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 da. No, that's
no,
I don't
Star
know.
Wars. It's it's
da, 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 da. Is yeah. that right?
Yeah, who wrote that?
John Williams wrote one of them. Ah, fuck it. Who cares?
Who cares?
People are screaming now.
I haven't even watched the Olympics.
I'm sad because I haven't watched any of it either. You know why? Because we've been glued to these fucking shows.
I've been busy.
I've been raw dogged by our shows.
You know what I did watch, and it made me really emotional? I
watched a little bit of the gymnastics, but that's it.
I really love that Tom Daley finally won a gold medal.
Oh, he did? Yay.
Yeah, he finally won. And, like, people forget he's gone to, like, four Olympics and he's been trying to do this. And so I love that he won. It showed him later also, too. He's knit. He's a really good knitter.
Great.
I don't know. I liked it.
I hope he and Dustin Lance Black are very happy.
I think they are.
Oh, come on.
What? They seem happy.
Dustin Lance Black is insufferable and everyone knows it.
I don't know anything about him.
Come on. You've heard all the gossip.
No, I've heard nothing about him.
Oh, never mind. I'm not going to go into it. He's like he's the biggest poser in Hollywood.
Well, he hasn't done really anything since Milk.
Well, but even that, he was, you know what? I'm not going to disparage another gay man, but I just know from what people have told me.
Oh, okay. Milk's still a great film, though. Well, y'all watch it.
Was it?
Yeah, it's good.
I know. I
we gotta watch it. You gotta watch it.
I agree. I don't know. As gay men and with LGBT people, we feel like we have to watch LGBT themed movies and praise them, even if they're not.
Well, it was. I thought it was good. I thought it was good in comparison to a lot of other. I thought it was good.
I agree. I'm just saying. Sometimes
I've seen worse biopics.
We are, as LGBT people, we're not that objective.
Yes. Did you watch Milk?
Yes, I've seen it. I liked it. But I'm
saying. Actually, I did like it.
Selective memory. I saw it again recently. It wasn't as good as I thought it was.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just a bitch.
Yeah, you are. You are.
No, I'm just saying things people have thought. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tom Daley, love ya.
Anyway, so they are, she's like, sex with Mark. She said, sex with Mark was perfect. And he's like, sex was really good.
And he said, I don't deserve someone this beautiful and amazing in my arms. It's everything I've wished for and more.
They're so in love.
They are. They
in
are.
Paradise. Who knows what will happen.
Now they're going to go jet skiing, y'all.
And he's like, she's the only person I'd ride shotgun with because I'm just like, I'm sitting in behind a beautiful woman rubbing my dick along her butt crack.
Yeah, just thinking about doing. He got her a California towel. She was appreciative of it.
Very, very subtle hint. So he says, it feels crazy being back here with you, but strangely very natural as well. Because they do seem.
She says it feels natural too. Yeah. She said, he's the sweetest man I've known in my whole life.
He's a good partner, she says.
And he said,
God, I want them to be together.
He said, I'm excited to spend more time with you. And he said, I want to start thinking about our future.
She's like, no, no, no. She's like, beg your pardon? I don't understand. She's like, what do you mean? What's the F word?
Yeah, what's the F? She made a great point because she said, really on the first day?
Yeah,
like the first day. True. And he said, well, I want you to know that I want to have these conversations. And I really appreciate, she's like, why do you need to think about the future all the time? She's like, we need to live in the present. Again, This isn't even, maybe it's island stuff, but also just what she's gone through. She talks about her ketamine use again.
Yeah.
And it's just, forward thinking can be really overwhelming.
For addicts, for former addicts, or recovering mm-hmm. addicts, we should say. I've had a thought, and I don't know if you...
Oh, God, I don't like it when you say this.
No, because she was addicted to ketamine, and the name of ketamine is Special K. That's literally her name!
Wow.
It's not funny, but boy, I'm sure she had wow. a moment where she was doing lots of ketamine, and she's like, oh my God, Special K, that's my name. It was like this drug realization. Oh my God, maybe. I was supposed to do this drug. I don't
wow.
know. Wow. I don't know if anybody else has thought of that.
She does talk about it. She does talk about, you know, because ketamine's a very addictive. You can use it for depression, actually.
She
like
started
that, but,
at 19.
But she started at 19. She said it was her best friend for a long time.
Yeah.
And she overdosed and almost died. So this is for her the second chance of in life.
And then he moved when she OD'd. He moved to Buenos Aires.
Yeah, took care of her.
Mm-hmm. And she did say, I love you, but don't rush me. Don't rush me. I made that mistake before.
Oh. If love could be so much more.
Oh, Taylor Dane.
Oh, love her.
So anyway, the next thing they are is they're going to the Aqua Lounge, which yes. is where he used to manage the little hostel.
What the? Pardon me, y'all. Sorry. We did Darcy and Stacey earlier today, and then I just did Baby Girl Lisa. My voice is fried.
You're going to lose it. You better talk high tonight.
I'll try to. Fuck off.
Mama's tune.
Hi, how are you? Oh, it's so good to see you.
Don't squeeze. I can hear your voice is just crying out.
No, I'm tired because I've been up all night from last night doing our shit.
It's always something.
It's always us. But what was I going to say? Fuck it. That's what my dad does now because he can't remember anything. It's like, Matt, go get me a shit. Dad, did you want pimento cheese? No.
Did you want to? Like I do with you.
Did you want to?
When you're.
Did you want a hot link? A Potter's hot link? No.
Potter's hot link.
Fuck it.
So they are at the Aqua Lounge.
Oh,
and
yes, that's it. Was it the Aqua Lounge the name of that gay bar? Wasn't that the name of a gay bar in West Hollywood when we first lived in L.A.?
Blue was the name of one of them.
Maybe that's... But doesn't yeah. Aqua Lounge sound
it
like
does
a gay
sound like
club
a gay
for
bar.
Tweets? Yeah. Uh-huh.
See you at Aqua Lounge tonight. I'm dancing at Aqua Lounge right now. I really want to be a promoter, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really going for fish chic.
Weren't you working at Skewers last week? Yeah, but I got fired from there for drugs.
Oh. Not a problem at Aqua.
I'll see what numbers.
Okay, bye.
Oh, God. Don't forget your backpack.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
We should just have just a twink conversation. So who's that guy picking you up? Oh, my God.
That's my newest daddy. Are you into daddies, too?
Who is not?
Okay, well, then you can't meet him. But he's really
sweet.
He looks
familiar, though.
No, he works. He does, I think, some type of real estate or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't understand that. But as long as they pay for me, it's fine.
Yeah, I think people just like his mom died and left in places. She was really pretty.
Y'all,
I saw a picture.
You think that these conversations we're embellishing. If you've sat next to two twinks discussing something at Starbucks, that's mm-hmm. exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Have you been praying for Kesha? I have.
So he sees his friend Nick, who was there when he was like, how's it going? And she's like, I'll leave you to do have your moment.
I love that she says, she's like, I will go walk. It's your moment.
Yeah. I enjoyed that too.
I really like Kay a lot. And so they're having this conversation with Mark and Nick. Nick is basically was fed questions from the producers because he knows He knows
Someone was really the producer cipher in
for sure.
That moment.
For sure.
I was like, okay, yeah, all these questions are from Nick, who hasn't seen Mark in this long. Why not? We're going to go on with these personal questions. I think, so he was saying, how's it going? You know, and he's like, more comfortable than I thought. And he's like, so are you okay with she sees someone else? And he's like, well, we have a don't ask, don't tell rule. And Nick goes, what?
Excuse me?
And so it's like that kind of, he doesn't ask, he's like, when I was talking to her, I was dating someone else and she was seeing other people too. So when we were together, we didn't talk about it at all. So I was like, so you're down here talking about a future and you don't even know her past. And
this is
and
where I went, ooh.
Because y'all, in the Caribbean, the past does not fly. So he says,
I just want to remember when we first met Kay, when she was talking to her friend, she was dating other men. She talked about that.
Or people. Yeah. I think she's definitely fooled around with women.
Oh, for sure.
And I think she would be much more emotionally comfortable with a woman than a man.
Who knows?
I don't know. So the friend is grilling
you
him.
You said that like Caesar.
I think she would be much more comfortable with a woman than a man. You shall. Malia. Every time I say Malia's name on Below Deck, I have to fight not going, Malia?
Malia?
Sasha?
Sasha?
So he finds out that she was married before when they lived in Bocas, and she moved there. She was divorced after a year.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, kind of want to know why.
That's a valid thing.
It is.
It's a valid thing. Not from a nosy, but I would want to know.
Don't think she's going to be very forthcoming about it.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. She's got major Evelyn vibes from Evelyn Corey, y'all.
Y'all, guess what?
Major Evelyn vibes.
Kay doesn't want to think about the future, and she doesn't want to think about the past.
No, it's only the present right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very common thing for our non-Americans on this trip. They all are kind of like trying to be in the present. And the American's like, what are we going to do when we get back to the U.S.?
And depending on where she is in her recovery, although hasn't she been sober for a while? 10 years, right?
I think so. Yeah, 10 years.
Because I feel like she should be more... Sometimes people that are sober or in recovery are very... You know, it's always day by day. That's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
But you can't...
You mean one day at a time?
Yeah.
Instead of day by day. That's what it says in the big book. Day by day.
So, I don't know. I don't know. We need to know more about her.
Yeah, I agree. I still want the best for them. I want them to be together. I want him to move down to Bocas.
You know, I don't think that's going to happen.
And then maybe she'll convince him that an open relationship is okay.
And maybe he'll decide he wants to sleep with men and you'll go down to Bocas to do a live show and he'll fuck you. So wish in one hand and shit in the other. And see
you
what
just took my breath away.
Oh, God. Y'all, that's the show.
I'd let her get in the menagerie, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know she's got a strap on.
Oh, yeah. She fucked the hell out of you. You just be going, go, 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 go.
And I'd be grabbing under her abs.
You break more than a headboard that night.
I know. Nice callback.
This is Reality Gaze Podcast. Go to our website, realitygazepodcast.com. You can see everything else we're doing. We've got, what do we have? We have F-Boy Island.
What do we got?
So F-Boy Island. We've got Love is Blind. We've got a regular feed. I don't know. Y'all just check it out. Look at the Instagram.
We got enough going on, y'all. Just check out. You're in our Patreon now, so you know what we got.
You know what we got. Y'all.
You like what we got? You like it.
All right. Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts.
Oh, God.
Aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong islands?
Hold on. Keep going.
Ooh, did you like that? I said the wrong islands.
All the wrong islands. I like that.
I'm just going to wait.
Oh God, I don't.
Hurry,
know.
I have to pee. I'm about to piss myself in this chair.
Okay. If you remember, or if you've ever said when someone asks you a question, you say, "Don't worry, man." Call us.
Call us.
I wasn't ready for that one.
I like that.